Good day, good morning, good afternoon. How the heck are you? Welcome to... I think it's May.
I think it
Maybe
is May.
It's May. Who knows? How have we got to nearly the middle of the year? How are you? We are doing an episode to celebrate today. Anna's celebrating. I'm celebrating. You're celebrating. Hey, we're even going to coronate a new king this week. It's all happening because, frankly, we thought that we just needed an episode which just makes you smile. You know, on the days when you feel like it's just a slog, it's all a bit challenging, maybe you've hit a hurdle and you want to walk out the door, well, this is the episode to come back to again and again as you hear the amazing things, big, small, medium, massive, all the different things that people are up to. So 4 weeks ago, Anna, we did a podcast, didn't we, which was called In 28 Days From Now.
I know. And we were really kind of excited about the prospect of what 28 days could give us. It's been a fun-filled packed 28 days for me. Don't know about yours, but there's been some incredible stories of resilience as well, which I always find really inspiring. So, yeah.
Yeah, we set listeners the challenge to put 28 days on the clock and say, where do you want to be in 28 days' time? And, you know, if you're only just catching up, maybe you could start this today. It doesn't matter if you haven't done the last 28 days. The thing is, it's a reasonably small amount of time, but big enough that you can make a difference. And we thought that with so many things happening in April, particularly Easter, there's so many bank holidays, it's great to have a focus. So we invited you guys to tell us what did you want to do over the next 28 days. And we're delighted to read some of your comments today, but also talk about some of the things that you have gone on to do in your 28 days as well. I mean, Anna, how did you approach this? Because I think both of us said that, interestingly, we weren't going to necessarily focus on like awards or certificates in that way. We were thinking a bit more big picture.
So I wanted to, you know, at the end of the 28 days, I wanted to feel like I had completed something, I'd been successful, but with no pressure. So I went away really trying to be more active. And I approached that activity as something to get joy out of. And that activity is something that was going to do me good. And I also set myself the challenge of getting to target within the 28 days. And yeah, it's been fun because I don't know about you, but my last 28 days has had some highs and some lows. But I kept reminding myself, I set myself a challenge 28 days ago and I wanted to come out of the 28 days feeling like I'd achieved something. So even on those moments where I didn't want to be active, that kept pushing me round. I remember one evening at about 10:32, I decided to walk around the garden because I hadn't hit my steps that I challenged myself to do.
Is that 10:32 in the evening?
Yes, in the evening, because literally I promised myself every night I would go to bed having achieved at least 10,000 steps. And, you know, there were days in that where I've not been very well, there's been lots going on, but I've made myself do it. Even if I was like at 9,999, I'd make myself do that extra step. So it's been a really nice thing, 28 days with no pressure for numbers. I wanted to be at target, but for me, what I wanted to do was put things in place that would get me there, that were enjoyable. And I really enjoyed the last 28 days because I came off the podcast and went to my group sessions and I was like, right, gang, let's set a challenge for the next 28 days. And everyone's got on board. So it's been really fun. I don't know about yours. Has yours been fun?
Wow. I mean, can I just say, like, to do 10,000 steps every day is a real challenge.
Yeah, it was hard.
And to keep going back and doing it, it's really difficult. Because like you say, there are some days you think, oh, I've only done 7,000. Who cares? Who's going to know?
Yeah.
But you know. And that's the thing.
Yeah, and some days, like, I'd drop days at school and then go on a walk and do 6,000 steps. And, I'd hit 16,000-17,000 steps in a day. And the old me would have been like, oh, we'll just do nothing today. But it was that consistency of, actually, I really want to get Silver Body Magic. So I've got to keep being consistent. And actually, it's helped me so much with my mental health. It's also helped with my sugar cravings, which sounds ridiculous. But I found that my appetite and the cravings have changed, and it's just been a really positive experience to get out. Well, I'm not a very nature-driven person. Like, we know of the two of us, you're the outdoorsy one, I'm the spa girl going shopping, right? So to be outside and got the fresh air has really, really helped me as well. So yeah, that consistency. And I vowed, this is what I'm doing, this is how I live my life. Like, I'm just active now. I just walk 10,000 steps a day. So this is me. I said it out loud.
I mean, like, it's interesting, isn't it, that now you haven't got any dogs, but you're walking more now
Then
than
yeah,
you
I
haven't
think,
got the
well, I
dogs.
had dogs that had, both were paralyzed, so they weren't big walkers, my dogs, to begin with. But also, I think what I always found was I was having to walk for them. Like, actually, I don't want to go for a walk, I'm walking for you. Whereas now, actually, what I've found, and we'd interview people, we'd talk to people, and be like, yeah, you get the buzz from being active, and I'd just be thinking, okay, I don't believe you. But actually, what I found is the more I've walked, the more I've wanted to walk, the more I've challenged myself. Like, I'm really making sure every time I go to the supermarket, I park the other end of the supermarket, so I've done a good 400 steps before I've got in the door. So yeah, it's been really fun to challenge myself on those days when physically I've not felt up to it. I felt a million times better afterwards.
Yeah, and I don't think that you're alone, because I also picked Body Magic as something that I wanted to look at. And just looking through all the posts that we had from listeners, so many people, I mean, Rachel, 28 days, I'll be doing regular exercise without hesitation. Susan, she was going to do lots of walking on her holiday with her dog. Claire wants to take back control of her Body Magic. Long COVID's kicking her bum, need to get back to regular exercise. Heidi was doing a 30-day challenge for asthma, UK whooping. Charlene, Body Magic. Oh, here, Michelle, I will able to do a full plank for more than a minute. Oh, get that
Just
core, engage the core. See, I didn't want to pick a number to do with my weight. I wanted,
whatever.
there were two different things that I was working towards. One was Body Magic. I've been back doing the Body Magic Awards again. I think this is like maybe my fourth time of doing them right the way through.
It's mad,
So
isn't it?
I'd completed silver. I'm on my first time of doing gold, and I'm going to do gold back to back.
Are you?
But like you say, it's about the consistency. And sometimes there are days, like you say, where you just don't feel up to it. But I want to put something on my tracker on my Slimmer World member app, do you know what I mean, towards my Body
Yeah.
Magic. So I think that's where I've been looking at the different types, be that yoga, walking or running, or maybe I go and do some like strength-based stuff as well if I go to the gym. And it allows me that variety to keep it interesting.
That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think gold body magic, I always thought was a really like far away thing. And now I've completed silver, I'm like, well, actually, maybe I could do like 10, 15 minute sessions spread over 5 days, or like 5 30 minute sessions. And maintaining that for 8 weeks doesn't feel so scary now, whereas it did. And that muscle strengthening, we've looked at loads of stuff, and how important muscle strengthening really is, especially as we get older. So I think gold is such a good one to be aiming for, isn't it? It's next to the island.
Yeah, well, see, I'm aiming to do a 10K race in the next few weeks, and I have never really pushed myself beyond running 5K. I did the couch to 5K, I've done some park runs, but that jump between 5 to 10K has just felt so difficult. And all I've been doing is I've just been breaking it down, and I've been allowing myself to use run, walk, run, walk. I found a training plan which I'm following, and it just means getting out and doing two or three runs a week. And the rest of the time, I'm walking, I'm doing yoga. And that balance for me has just,
Brilliant.
it's finally feels like I miss it if I don't do it.
Now that's what I feel about the walking. And I I'm not that person to say that. I feel like, oh, who am I? But it just shows you, if you do something consistently, it becomes a habit and the enjoyment starts to flow. Whereas when you do something you don't really like and you can't be consistent, you don't get that enjoyment.
Yeah. And you know what? I think the other thing that people talk about in the 28 days about habits is coming back to food optimizing as well. And
Yeah.
the second thing for me was basically we're recording this apart via Zoom because I'm in Italy and Anna's currently in the UK, and I'm traveling for a month. I'm living out of Airbnbs, but the number one thing I wanted to come to when I came to Italy was to not go too far out. I don't want to come back and be a stone heavier. So how can I find a new way to travel, to be on holiday, to work abroad, but also still food optimize? And so I've been working at that. I've been picking places with kitchens. I've been cooking at home. And the biggest difference I've seen already in the last couple of weeks has been, I actually don't want to go and have a pastry and greasy food every day. I don't want to have like a massive, huge ice cream every single day. Otherwise, I can't call it a holiday. I mean, removing the alcohol, obviously, is a big change. Last time I came to Italy, I put 6 pounds on in just like visiting here for 8 days because I ate every cheese, every pizza. Yeah, exactly. And making those switches. But I just get that feeling, there's been the shift that, why do I want to do this to myself? So
yeah, and that's such a habit change, isn't it? But that's because you've been working so hard on consistency with your food optimizing that you've realized, actually, I've realized that the fatty food doesn't make me feel great. Like, actually, I went out to a restaurant the other day and everyone by the end of the meal was feeling lethargic and full, and somebody undid their trousers, and I had like a really beautiful salad with grilled sea bass, and I just felt like, yeah, should I ever walk? And actually, if I'd eaten the big burger and the fries, which I could have chosen to do, I know I wouldn't have felt that way. But when it's your choice, it's a different thing, isn't it?
Well, and you know what? That's why you're so close to your target weight, because it's these small things, isn't it, that get you there.
Crazy. And do you know what? I think that's what's really helped me in the last 28 days. I put no pressure. I was like, I'm going to be at target, but actually I don't need to go and try and aim for 6 pounds a week and put all this pressure. I just really enjoyed it. And I've enjoyed the fact that there's been flexibility in that, and there's been cooking, and there's been convenience, and actually there's been no pressure. So there's been no rebellion, because I really learned in my own journey that the moment I put pressure, I rebel. Some people work really well to tight deadlines. That's not me as a human being. Gets my back up and I run away and I go and hide and eat chocolate. So yeah, it's been a real positive outcome as well. I don't know if outcome's the right word, but just looking in a smaller block of time, because I'm really good at kind of overthinking and overanalyzing, and actually looking at 28 days and what I can accomplish, and then celebrating, looking at what I've learned and what I want to take on, but also what actually didn't work so well.
Yeah, let's just have a look then at what some people have put for their food. So people like Sian was saying she was going to stay away from bread and butter. Carol said she was going to come back to logging things on the food planner, remembering her why. Craig was looking to lose a stone using his Say Yes to Success meal planner.
Good that.
Stephanie is going to track everything that she's eating. Jenny is looking to prepare her meals for the following day. That's a good idea. So the evening before, I guess. Bridget was looking at getting 2 speedy days in every week. Louise was going to get an extra freezer so she could batch bake ready for weekends, as hate cooking at weekends and miss the simplicity of a takeaway.
Good idea. There's a lady that said she was going to do something that you'd done, 28 different breakfasts, I spotted.
Yes. Who's that? Jenny, yeah. Hang on, Lisa. Lisa is to log, writing down everything, eat and drink. It's how I track. I've had so much going on the last couple of years. I seem to have fallen by the wayside. Now it's time to look after me by writing down my food. Then I can go onwards and downwards. It's good to use that as a tool, isn't it? Use the planner as a tool when you need to. It's not there to, you know, log everything forever and ever, but just when you need to come back to it, just it's there.
And it's a great way as a reference point as well. Like, actually, this is what I'm planning to do. Has that worked? My members often use it to track their healthy extras and their sins. But like I say, don't need to be 98 and still writing every apple down that you've eaten, but it is such a useful tool as well.
Yeah. A few people here talk about mindset as well. Let's have a look. So Kim wants to be not beating myself up over things I can't control. That's a nice one. Sarah,
Oh.
I will be so proud of my success in starting, continuing my journey. I am done with kidding myself. That's nice. Jojo, I want to stop being horrible to myself and show myself love and kindness. Jem, take my journey more seriously. Stop playing with the target range, lose half a pound, and stay in my target range properly. I think that sounds quite cross, doesn't it? But I could definitely hear that many people would sympathise with Jem. Okay, so then let's have a look. Some people did want to put weight-based targets. There were a number of people who were looking to get to their targets. I'll just read through some of your names because we don't know whether you have or not. You sent us this a couple of weeks ago. So Gary, Holly, Tina, Sharon, Tracy, Tracy. If your name's not Tracy, you're not coming in. Julie. Julie's a popular Slimming World name, I've got to say. Kay, Manuela, Gillian, Magda, Claire, Lisa, Sarah, Natalie, Pam, Rachel, Hazel, Stacey, Charlene, Michelle, Geraldine, Angela, Karen, Kath, Lynn, Sarah, Laura, Misha, Anon. I've just put Anon. Did you think that was a person? Yeah. Who's is that Anne? No, it's Anon. Because Anon. No, because basically we don't know what their
Anonymous.
name is. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Let me just read. So Anon, Anon from
She's a
another
lovely
place.
lady. Yeah.
Yes. Or man.
Oh, yeah. Very true.
Other pronouns allowed.
Yeah.
Anon, I would like to be back in Target. I'd lost 4.5 stone and due to life, lost the plot now in 1 stone over my target. I need to be back in Target in 28 days to get into my wetsuit ready for paddleboarding. Something my weight
Wow.
loss has allowed me to do. Also, feeling my asthma creeping back, my weight loss allowed me to drop from 5 different inhalers medications to 2. Not going back there. Bring on the next 28 days.
Oh.
Oh, love to see. And now, Anon, if you're listening, send us some pictures of you paddleboarding. Wow.
Yeah, and let us know how you got on. That's
I mean,
amazing.
a wetsuit, there's nothing
There
forgiving
ain't
in a
nothing that's
wetsuit.
hiding. It's like a bodycon dress. You can see everything, can't you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so then a couple of the people had sent us emails, actually. Denise talked about a tracker. It was like a colour coordinated grid. I mean, oh, this is beautiful. I know there are some brilliant like planners and things out there that and people hand draw them and you can get ones that go in your fridge. But this was like a good old fashioned pen, pencil, and coloured highlighter.
Oof.
And she'd drawn herself a grid for a countdown. So she was tying in a countdown that she'd bought with her 10th wedding anniversary, a weekend in Shropshire. Yeah, and she said she'd been a serial Slimming World member, but hadn't really achieved a lot in the last 9 years. But your podcast resonate with me so much. So I've drawn myself a grid for the countdown to Shropshire. Each day, I need to stay within my sins, do at least 30 minutes exercise, and drink water. If I achieve, I colour it green. If slightly unachieved, I colour it yellow, and I colour it red if it goes a bit pear-shaped. So far, I've been slightly over my sins, but it has made me a lot more mindful. I've attached my very simple grid, of which she sent us a photo. So we don't know what
Love
happened in the
her.
last few weeks, Denise, but whatever. Have a great wedding anniversary and have a great weekend in sunny Shropshire.
I've never been to Shropshire. Sounds lovely.
I used to work in Shropshire. Very
Did
hilly.
you?
Yes.
Oh, well,
Big up
maybe now I'm a
Telford.
walker.
Big
I
up
could.
Telford and Little Ludlow.
Okay.
Now,
Oh, is that Shropshire? Telford, Shropshire. Oh, okay.
oh dear, yes.
Good.
I don't know, but to be honest though, when you talk about London, I'm like that. So, you know what I mean?
I've been here 24 years. You can talk about London. I probably don't know what you're talking about.
Right, Kelly. This is fascinating, the way that Kelly has been rethinking how she wants to reward herself. So, for her 28 days, it was really just rethinking what she does on weigh day, whether it is good, not so great, or in the middle. She needed to rethink it, which I think is a fascinating subject in itself. So I'm
Isn't it?
fairly new to Slimmer World. I'm finding my way still, as well as working on those habits I want to change. I'm not in it for a quick fix. I want to make this the way I eat for life. My goal for the next 28 days is to stop over celebrating or commiserating weigh day by eating all the food. It's an unhealthy or maybe more unhelpful behaviour I want to work on. I've decided to pay myself for doing well, like getting pocket money again. Not too much, but something I can spend at the end of the month. So, say 50p each day I'm on plan with food, 50p each day I do some exercise, plus a bonus pound each Thursday I go to Slimming World and don't fall into the trap of rewarding myself with food. So far, I have £4 this week, as she was emailing them. I'm hoping I could treat myself at the end of the month. I like getting my nails done, but haven't been for a while, so that's what I might do. I had thought what I could do instead, and I'm going to put an hour aside after Slimming World to work on a jigsaw puzzle with a nice cup of tea, proper loose leaf in my nice teapot, cup and saucer, the full works.
I'm giving you a round of applause, Kelly. That's brilliant thing. I love that idea. I'm all about the financial reward, me. Do it.
It's such a it's great, Kelly, that you tuned in to know that's something that you maybe need to look at.
Yeah, love that. That's so clever. Giving
Right,
it.
let's find out then where people are at more recently. So that was a few weeks ago. Now we are looking at Elaine tells us an update on body magic. I'm moving more, short dog walks for now, recovery from a broken ankle, but loving the sunshine, back out doing body magic. Kelly here has completed day 8 of her own 28 days of doing the Slimming World activity videos challenge. How good's that? She's only got a chance to do 5 minutes a day, as I actually went out on the bike with my youngest son for 15 minutes instead. But that's the beauty of being able to fit in any duration of the video to your day. That's a brilliant challenge. 28 days of doing the Slimming World activity
How
videos.
clever. And you can do it in those blocks, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. So clever.
And you can add it to your planner if you're doing a Body Magic Award.
Exactly.
That could be where you get your strength ones in if you're doing gold.
Yes. Oh, what a good idea. I'll add that
Yes.
first. Thanks.
Jeannie, second week of getting my jeans to fit. Try on each Thursday and I could see progress.
Loving your work.
Debs, I'm doing very well in my 28 days of writing a note to tell me how I'm feeling. Wow, I hadn't even thought about journaling one. That's a great idea. Okay, Carly, sounds like you and her should be going for a walk together because Carly has hit over 10,000 steps every day for the last 32 days. Wowza!
Oh, get in.
She's listening to all the podcasts as she's walking. And yes, she's been back listening to the episodes when we were coming out of lockdown. Wow, how life was different then.
Isn't it?
Jess got her one stone award. Started Slimmer World 5 weeks ago, and since then I'm £15 down. Wow.
Wow.
Your podcasts get me through every day at work. Ha. Work hard. Stay
Yeah.
focused. Stay focused, Jess. Gemma has basically absolutely wiped the floor with Slimmer of the Week and Slimmer of the Month. So reached 2 stone award, 2.5 stone award, Club 10, Gold Body Magic. This is all in 28 days.
Creepers, creepers.
She's won Slimmer of the Week 4 times since January, Slimmer of the Month twice. She's changed her life in such a short time.
Incredible.
However, today I got some bad news health-wise, but I'm turning to all the support of my Slimming World group to help me get through. Thank you for always being so supportive and helpful. Oh,
Oh, I hope
Gemma.
you're all right, Gemma.
Yeah, that's an incredible achievement, There are some things you cannot control, but look at all those certificates and remember you did this. No one can take that away from you. Olivia Kate, this cracked me up,
It
right?
really has made me laugh.
Olivia Kate says, I've actually worn a pair of tights without them falling down and did my first ever gym class, Fight Club, constant moving and pushing. I was dead afterwards, but felt motivation to do it again.
The first thing that's got in my head is, did she wear the tights to Fight Club? Because this is a whole thing that I'm trying to work out. But yeah, well done.
Well, Sue. Okay, Sue was looking at weekends. So Sue says, hi from Hull. Hi from Hull. Hi from Hull. Okay, so my 28 days has been about being really honest with myself, about reducing my alcohol consumption. I get weighed at the beautiful Welsh goddess that is Kate Scott's group at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning. In Hull, I seem to forget that the weekend is still part of my 7 days. So when my ever so lucky hasn't changed weight since he was 16, now 40 hubs. Oh, that's quite hard to say. Ever so lucky hasn't changed weight since he was 16, but is now 40. Husband. Asked if I had any tipples from the shop. My answer, if I'd like any tipples from the shop, my answer was always yes, and I would start again on Monday. However, in my little chufty world, I have been saying no, and even though I have had the odd tipple, it's been counted, and I'm happy to say I've lost 6 pounds in the last 3 weigh-ins.
Get in.
I am on track to get my 2.5 stone award this coming week. It will happen. I've gone from the mindset of I can pull it back after the weekend to why am I doing this to myself on a weekend when I certainly wouldn't do it on a Thursday or a Friday. Thank you to you both.
Get in, Sue.
Love it. Caroline, a tiny 28-day win for me. I set myself the goal of doing 30 minutes of activity and or 8,000 steps at least 5 days a week. I struggle to get motivated with activity, so even a small goal has really helped. Glad to say I've achieved it, even going out when the weather was less than favourable, which I don't really like, but I'm not made of sugar and I didn't melt. I intend to keep it up and make inroads back to the gym.
Get in, Caroline. Well done.
Wow. And obviously, more recently, there has been the London Marathon, there has been the Manchester Marathon. There's been all these kind of running events. They're all back up and happening. I know that some of you are signed up for Race for Life as well. So do let us know how you get on that. But I mean, check this out. Caroline Hicks, who we had on the podcast the other week, she ran the marathon. She said it wasn't pretty, but she got it done. She said it was amazing. It was emotional. It was painful. It was horrible. It was awe-inspiring. Yeah. I mean, incredible. Fraser, who is a long-term listener of the podcast, Fraser ran the marathon. He said, only bloody when I ran the marathon. I mean, get in. Amazing.
And sobbed all afterwards. Bless him. He's been so brave.
But there was an incredible message, which we'll just round off with, from Marion, who we wanted to give a special shout out. So Marion sent us a message and it said about her last 28 days. 28 days ago, I was practically living at a hospital as my mum became so ill with cancer. She died on the 2nd of April and it was simply awful. I had been in training for the London Marathon and everything went to pot. Eating, sleeping, running, nothing was going as it should. But yesterday, I ran the marathon. It was amazing, ugly and so tough. And I did it in memory for my mum. My dad, who also died of cancer less than 2 years ago. I've raised over £3,000 for cancer research and I'm so blinking proud. I might not be exactly where I want to be weight-wise, but I know that I will be again soon. Thanks for your inspiration. Aww. I mean, wow.
Incredible lady. Congratulations, Marion.
That is amazing. Do you know what? This is where it shows for me that it's not always about these numbers on the scales that we beat ourselves up. It's about life. It's about doing things even when it feels uncomfortable, when we don't want to. It's about getting up when you're down and you keep getting out there and you keep trying and you keep tweaking and you keep learning and you keep growing. And it's not always pretty and there can be tears, there can be temper tantrums. But somehow you get there and that's what this 28 days has been about. It's about setting a new tone. It's about making new habits.
And celebrating as well. celebrating the little wins, the big wins, and how the little wins all add up. And actually, I think for a lot of us who've done something in the last 28 days, it's been taking the pressure off as well, which has been fascinating to watch. So, yeah, I'm going to set myself little 28-day challenges, see what happens.
Why not? I mean, I love a streak. I've got to say, some of the streaks I've started, just even things like meditating, doing meditating for 30 days in a row. There are brilliant, things on YouTube. There are free apps. There's Headspace, there's Calm, there's all these different things, isn't there now? Or doing yoga for 30 days in a row. Just it's finding those little things that are tangible, and you don't have to do a lot. It could just be 2 minutes a day. Don't have to do 30 minutes if you don't want to. It's just thinking about, today, are the things that you want to continue doing that you started 28 days ago, are the things that you want to start doing today. And if you haven't done the 28 days, then maybe today is the day to start.
Exactly. And it's knowing that any day is a brand new opportunity. And I think that's a really exciting thing. If you're having a struggle, make tomorrow your best day yet.
Exactly. All right, well, let's round it off there, because hopefully you'll all be getting ready for your street parties and a bit of celebrating this week. Watching the telly, watching King Charles get his crown on his head. Apparently it weighs. Oh, actually, I can't remember. No, I only knew what the crown for Elizabeth weighed. I don't know how much the crown of Charles weighs,
What was
but
Elizabeth?
imagine if you equated that. Apparently it's really heavy, right? Equated that to weight loss.
I take the jewels, mate. Take the jewels. Oh,
Right, well, we'll go have a tea party. I'll have an ice cream and wave from afar and
dear.
watch on BBC News.
I'm off to get on a jet plane far away.
There we go. Well, we're all celebrating. We're all going on holiday at some point. Come check in with us at Slimming World Podcast. Email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com, and just keep in touch with us. Let us know what you're up to. We're always looking to be inspired by you listening as well. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening.